Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, Limits, I'm very happy today. I have my new Indiana Fever pullover on. Do you like it? You haven't complimented it yet.
It's the second time you've worn it. I like it a lot.
Didn't compliment it the first time
either.
Yes,
I did. I actively complimented it because I noticed it right away because it looks like the Warriors, but instead it's Caitlin Clark, the women's basketball version of Steph Curry.
It's very interesting because they're the two teams left in all of sports that I passionately live and die for, the Warriors and the Fever. And the Fever are about to start the playoffs, but we didn't come here to talk WNBA today. I'm very well aware of that. We have some incendiary topics this morning. Are you aware of this? Of course you are, because we talked before the show and your hair looks wonderful. Did you get a second haircut?
No, I did not. I took a shower this morning and put some product in my hair so that it looked nice.
You make that sound unusual.
It's not unusual,
okay.
But...
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Limits, as we forge ahead here. Here are the things on the table. And even as we speak real time, I'm debating what to start with, which probably isn't a good thing since the show has already started. We had Adam Crowley and Doran talking about this Chris Hoke quote about Broderick Jones and whether he was interested or not at camp. And I talked to Hokie about that quote this morning. I think I'm going to put that on the back burner for a moment, however. But that's going to be really good stuff. We have Shelty coming up at 11. That could get a little spicy. And this is Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, I might add. Because I have to ask, and I just wrote about it in my weekly mailbag at the Post Gazette, postgazette.com. Read intergalactically from here to Uranus, city limits. Connor Joe in the cleanup spot? Really? Really? When you have Skeens chasing Rookie of the Year, needing every single win he can get, and you're not putting out your best lineup? You're putting Connor Joe at cleanup?
Oh, but Palante, the starting pitcher, had really good reverse splits, so it was like hitting off a lefty for Connor Joe. Right?
Connor Joe can't hit righties, lefties, or in between. guys who throw, I don't know, straight out of their chest with a third arm. He can't hit anybody, okay? Since June 12th, he has eight RBIs. Eight RBIs.
Eight!
Since June 12th. He has three home runs in the last 4 months. He literally, no exaggeration, goes weeks at a time without an extra base hit. He might be, I would have to see evidence, he might be the worst hitter in baseball since June 1st of anybody who has, let's say, 150 at-bats.
Does keep Ryan Hayes have 150 at-bats?
Well, that's a great question, actually. His averages over these months, Connor Joe, are June 169, July 212, August 175, and September 0.091.
But he hit 300 in April.
I mean, are you kidding me with this? A team that is tanking would use a player like Connor Joe in the cleanup role at this point in the year, trying to lose games to improve their draft position. The Pirates are allegedly trying to win here. I mean, it's just ridiculous to do that. And if I was Skeens, I would privately just be like, what are we doing? Again, I have a start like that, and I either get a loss or a no decision. He's had starts this year like this, where he either got a loss or no decision. July 29th, six innings, one run, six strikeouts, Astros. July 23rd, 8 1/3, two runs, eight strikeouts against the Cardinals. June 29th, six innings, one run, nine strikeouts against the Braves. June 23rd, six innings, one run, eight strikeouts against the Rays. June 11th, 6 1/3, no runs, eight strikeouts against the Cardinals. He didn't get wins in any of those games. Oh, yeah, I forgot May 23rd, six innings, one run against the Giants. That's seven starts in which he was great. Either no runs, one run, or in one instance, and this might have been the best one of all, 8 1/3, two runs, eight strikeouts against the Cardinals. Seven starts like that, and none of them gave... This guy could conceivably be... What's his record? 10-2, 10-3?
10-3 after last night's loss.
He could be 16-2 right now. 16-3. 15-3. Makes a big difference. You know, I know it's an old school stat, and we've seen wins I'm talking about. We've seen guys win Cy Youngs based more on the analytics. I get that. But for a lot of voters, I would imagine it looks way more impressive, and especially when you're locked in a very tight race, which he is with Jackson Merrill of the Padres, who's still the odds-on favorite, by the way. Any little edge you can get, and any voter that looks at 10 wins compared to 15 or even 13, it could make a difference. Connor Joe is your cleanup hitter? That's going to get asked today at 11. And also, something Shelty said about O'Neal Cruz yesterday, that we're going to be dealing with this ankle injury for a few years. We'll talk about that as well. But I came here to talk Steelers. We're going to talk about the Broderick Jones hokey quote and a bunch of things coming up. But first, Limits, we got to start with the quarterbacks, because that's the question of the week again. Jerry Dulac reporting last week that Fields would get a third start, would start the home opener. What will we hear Tomlin say today? I imagine that, you know, he's leaving the old light on for Russell Wilson, but will he say what he said last week, that we're operating as if Fields is the starter? That's what I'm interested in. We'll see, and we'll see if Russell Wilson's actually cleared to play, ready to play, and if he is, then what? Then what? Has Fields done enough to earn a third start? If he gets that audition, what would he have to do against the Chargers to earn a fourth start? We ever going to see Russell Wilson start a game? Well, there's one very important, prominent, experienced quarterback in town who gave his endorsement on his podcast, and that would be Big Ben. Let's play for everybody what Big Ben said about Justin Fields and the Steelers quarterback situation moving ahead.
It's to me, if Russ is healthy, I'm sticking with Justin.
That was my next question.
I know. I said it last week I wouldn't. But what I saw today, I think that he has earned and deserves the right to stay there.
How about that? Ben endorsing Fields to play over a healthy Wilson, and obviously, given who he is, I listen to that. I respect that opinion. However, I respectfully disagree. If Wilson was cleared to play, if Tomlin were to come on today and say Russell Wilson's ready to go, he's healthy, in my opinion, he should play. I think Fields has had moments. I think Mike Tomlin is very much infatuated with Fields' skill set. I think he's long coveted a quarterback who can make plays with his feet the way that Fields does. And I bet you Tomlin feels like if we can simply rein him in from his Chicago days in terms of the turnovers, still get enough of those spectacular plays to help our defense, then we have a winner. We have a guy who was 10-28 in Chicago, who was 2-0 in Pittsburgh. I think that's the way Tomlin is thinking. But man, that's a loud endorsement to come from Ben. And I certainly love that Ben now has his podcast every week before Tomlin's news conference, just like his show on this station used to be right before Tomlin's news conference every week, which was tremendous.
Significant.
I just don't agree with him. I don't. I think that Fields has not done enough yet. They have one touchdown. He's coming off an awful second half the other day in which the offense had three first downs. He was like 3 for 8 in the second half. He had one carry for four carries for 1 yard, four scrambles, whatever you want to call it, in the second half. He's been pretty good. He's shown flashes. He's been responsible. He's made some winning plays. But he hasn't seized the starter's job. I want to see, although I do wonder how badly Mike Tomlin still wants to see, what Russell Wilson has. Let's get a look. You know, we're talking about a guy who had 26 touchdowns and 8 picks for Denver last year. That's a pretty good ratio, in spite of what people like Mark Schlereth say. I think Russell Wilson deserves his shot if he's healthy. And I'm not one who says you can't lose your job when you're injured. You can. Obviously, Mike Tomlin's not one who says that either. We just had a quarterback situation where a guy lost his job when he was injured. Russell Wilson last year beat these teams in succession and played pretty well for a pretty crappy Denver team, I might add. Everybody get a good look at them the other day? They're not much different from last year, personnel-wise. Russell Wilson beat in a row, and this was after a very tight loss to Houston, which he didn't play well. He came back and beat Cleveland, Minnesota, Buffalo, Kansas City, and Green Bay. That's in reverse order, by the way. So it was Green Bay, Kansas City, Buffalo, Minnesota, and Cleveland in a row. Those are five pretty good teams last year. He had 8 touchdowns and no picks. They brought him in here for a reason. I want to see what he's got. And the other guy hasn't done enough to seize the job, period. But man, when Ben comes out and says he has, that speaks very loudly. And like I said, I respect it. But I'll also note that Ben isn't always right about quarterbacks. Like a lot of us, he thought that Kenny Pickett had a bright and long future here. He said early in Pickett's tenure as a starter, he's better than I thought he was. He's better than I thought he was, Ben said. So, listen, a lot of us were wrong about Pickett, including Ben. But having said that, limits that opinion. That opinion speaks very loudly. Like he's like having, I don't know, some sort of scholar in town, some sort of resident, you know, foreign affairs scholar, some famous professor that you go to for quotes on foreign affairs, right? When you have a famous Hall of Fame quarterback still in town speaking out, saying that Justin Fields should be the guy even when Russell is healthy, That's headline stuff.
He has his scouting checkbook that he is just crossing off different things that he likes. The old adage in Seattle was, you know, let Russ cook when he was there. Let him create, let him escape out of the pocket, scramble, and make something happen. And I feel like the Steelers do want to get another look at Wilson because that is not applying to Fields. And what I mean by that is they're playing conservative when they have the lead with Fields, especially in the second half against Denver. That was telling all I needed to know, where they kind of were playing a little scared on offense with Fields. Okay, Justin, we have a lead. It's 13-0. Don't lose the game for us. And that's kind of reminiscent of things that's happened the last couple of years with a quarterback who's no longer here anymore.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'd be 2-0 with Kenny Pickett or Mason Rudolph, honestly, and they'd have the same number of touchdowns.
So I wonder if that changes with Wilson. Are they more explosive and are they more aggressive as an offense? Because these style of games, as we know, is not going to work.
But you want Fields.
I do want Fields, yes.
You still do. You agree with Ben.
Because I feel like the play calling in the second half in that game in Denver was not to Fields' best interest. It was not to the offense's best interest. They seemed to play pretty conservative and didn't have much interest in moving the ball down the field. Depend on the defense and depend on the running game to just chew the clock out.
I'd also like to address this issue to those of you out there who called me crazy for saying this was a controversy.
And the text line's still doing that today.
Yeah. Nothing to see here. Just Ben Roethlisberger saying that Justin Fields should be the starter if Wilson is healthy. People across the country believe that. So if you don't think, and again, it comes back to the word controversy because that has a negative connotation, which might be perfectly justified here. We're still not sure we're not operating under the adage, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. Okay, we're still not sure about that. But anybody who thinks that there's not some major decisions to be made and that there's tons of people who fall on both sides of it and that there's not a clear-cut choice, and those are all hallmarks of a quarterback controversy, you're out of your mind. I don't even want to talk about that anymore. The Steelers have a quarterback controversy, period. They do. Can find many, many people who think that Fields should be the guy. You start with Ben. Wonder what people feel like in that locker room. That'd be interesting to know, wouldn't it? Would the locker room fall along Justin Fields' lines or Russell Wilson lines? I wonder. And what about Tomlin? Because he's the key in all of this. We can say whatever we think. Ben can say whatever he thinks. I tend to believe that Tomlin remains very much enamored with Justin Fields. We know for a fact he was coming into the draft. Jerry Dulac reported the Steelers had Justin Fields number one on their draft board in a year where Trevor Lawrence was coming out. That's how much Tomlin loved him. And I think, and I've seen or heard nothing to the contrary, that working with Fields day to day, in spite of some of the hiccups in these first two games as well, that Tomlin is no less enamored. No less enamored with Fields. So what I'd like to hear is your thoughts, not on whether this is a controversy or not. It's by any reasonable definition, it is. You want to call it a competition, an ongoing competition? If that euphemism pleases you, okay, then it's an ongoing competition. Who should start if Wilson is cleared in this game? It's very simple. And plus, we can enjoy it. We don't have to look at it as this horrible negative thing. Who should start the game? Make a case. State your case. Ben stated his. Should be Fields. Not making turnovers, making some plays, winning games. You know, Ben can probably relate to that from some of the early parts of his career when he wasn't putting up huge numbers. He was putting up better numbers than this, of course. But he was all about winning. All about winning. And it's not like Fields is hurting the cause. This isn't like... These aren't Duck Hodges games. This isn't like, you know, having a backup that you're winning in spite of somehow because he's you know, moving the team backwards and hurting the team and our great defense is winning in spite of him. Fields is doing some things to help them win. But I'm going with Wilson. Ben's going with Fields. City Limits would go with Fields. If Russell Wilson's healthy and ready to go, who you got and why? It's a simple matter of stating your case. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. There was another little curious thing that happened in the second half, Wonder Twin. And that was Artie Smith putting Cordarrelle Patterson in there for a key series. He seems to really love him some Cordarrelle Patterson, especially as a running back. It seemed to me at that point in the game, which was a little bit later in the second half, the Steelers should have been, could have been in clock-killing mode with Najee. Right? I mean, that's his time of the game.
He's their best, just get an extra yard back,
it just
run downhill.
It seemed odd. They also had Fields confined to the pocket. Maybe Fields confined himself a little bit. They seemed to be playing afraid in the second half.
Can I say one thing about Patterson?
Yeah.
They signed him, and he was good in the past in Atlanta as a running back. Obviously, older player now, not as elusive. But then they signed him to be a kick returner, and the kick returns have basically not changed at all. Continuing to just see touchbacks. Is he even out there on the kick return team? Cordarrelle Patterson? Like, it seems like he has been no factor whatsoever in the first 2 weeks on special teams where he was supposed to make his immediate impact.
No, you're right. And I predicted that a long time ago. A lot of people did that. Wait a second. It was the 25 last year on touchbacks. It's the 30 this year. Why would you risk any returns at all? Why would you make that risk? Just kick it out of the end zone and have them start at the 30. You know what? In the end, if they're going to do all this crap, they should just have no kickoff and you start at the 30. This has been ridiculous. Have they returned a kickoff yet?
Maybe one.
Jaylen Warren, 1 for 13 yards.
That's the thing. They should have made it the 35 because 5 yards does not significantly move the needle.
Even the 40.
Even the 40. I would have been fine with
that. Make it punitive and make sure you have returns. This was the most ill-conceived, stupidest rule change I think I've ever seen in the NFL.
I'm watching games. Even the broadcasters in their communication with the coaches have said, 5 yards, whatever, just 5 yards.
All right, let's get right to the phones. A little old school talk radio. We do this from time to time because, listen, I could sit here and talk about it. You could. Somebody could write a column. I'm sorry, but Ben Blanken Roethlisberger just came out and endorsed Justin Fields over a healthy, when healthy, Russell Wilson. That's headline material in this town. And Ben's not alone. Are you with him? Are you with him at 928-9370? Our Steelers reaction brought to you by Bet365. Let's hit the phones there, Limits.
Craig is in Braddock.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, just wanted to talk to you about Justin Fields and things that's going on. Actually, he looked pretty good when the playbook is wide open in the first half. But in the second half, the defense started putting seven, eight people in the box, and the play calling, Arthur Smith looked like he picked up Arthur Smith Canada because he got very conservative second half.
Man, I would agree with that. I think everybody would. So, let me ask you, Russell Wilson, if he's declared healthy this week, who are you going with?
Well, I have to say, based on the future, I'm going to go with Justin Fields because we know that Russell Wilson was only for 1 year. So I got to look to the future. I'm going to put Justin Fields in, and we're going to go.
Man, that's a good point, really. It's a good point to raise, at least, whether I agree with it or not, and I appreciate the call. Is that part of your process? You still have a very young quarterback. Clearly, when you bring in Wilson and Fields, you're thinking long-term with only one of those two guys, and that's Fields. So is it part of your process if you're sitting there, if you're Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, Art, you're all sitting in a room talking about this situation, Arthur Smith, whoever else you want to include, like how much of this is about developing Justin Fields and living with him and making him your future guy now? Do you think any of those guys brings that up? Like, listen, I've seen enough of the good here where we should just stick with this guy, man. He's winning games. He's 2-0. He's clearly, if either one of these guys was going to be a big part of our future, really, our future franchise quarterback, it's him, because the other guy's old. Let's just ride with him. Let's go. And if the wheels fall off, well, then we have Russell Wilson to come into a game. Might not be a bad thing. I just wonder if that's part of the conversation. Like, is it simply who do we think will give us the best chance to win a given game? Or is it, let's roll with this guy because he's our future? I truly wonder what Tomlin is thinking. I truly wonder if he gave him truth serum. If he would say, I just want to go with Fields. I love this guy. I think it's in our best interests to have him play through the ups and downs and just roll with it. I wonder. And maybe he is saying stuff like that out loud. Next.
Let's go to Bill on the Parkway.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Joe. Big fan of you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I look at it. We got two probably decent quarterbacks. I think I would play Fields this week. I'd let Wilson get as healthy as he could be before you put him in there. But I think you got to put him in there because, as you see, just like down in Miami, quarterbacks go down. If Wilson goes in there and plays good, you can get big-time returns for trading him. And if Fields plays good, you want to hang on to him for the future because he's younger. But I think if both those guys play decent and play good, you got to trade one of them because what you get, they're not going to be happy together, you know, and they're not going to be happy being second string. So one of them is going to have to go irregardless if it be this year.
I know,
next
but then
year.
Then who's your backup? Kyle Allen?
Yeah, I mean, just like every other team, he didn't look that bad in preseason. And in, I think this is one of those things where you can't live in your fears, as Tomlin would say, because you might be able to get a good receiver. You might be able to get a decent draft choice that you could trade to another team for a good receiver. You know, that's our big hole right now, and I think you got to look at it that way.
See, I think they might have two decent options to help them win games with a healthy defense, and one of those options is not Kyle Allen. I think I'd like to have both on hand this year. I mentioned yesterday, and I truly believe this, that when I try to conceive of the Steelers winning an actual playoff game, one reason above all leads me to believe it could happen this year, and that's a potentially great defense. We'll find out more about them when they face better offenses. But man, you have that this year, at least right now, while these guys are healthy and before they get worn down. And nothing will wear them down like a horrible offense, right? The number one mission this year is to help that defense. These guys are getting, the window is closing. Those guys are getting old. They're getting battered. But this could be a year where they stay mostly healthy on defense, and that would allow you to possibly at least win a playoff game. It would. But first things first here, there's going to be a choice at quarterback. Do you just relegate Fields back to the bench? Ben wouldn't. He'd play him over a healthy Russell Wilson. Next. Limits is working the phones like a true professional here, and I'm quite proud of him.
They're completely filled up. Like, would Malzy at a craft beer house be filled up as well?
Yeah, Malzy at a craft beer house, Pony at a Syracuse basketball game, all of that.
Me at an ice cream parlor.
Right.
Here's JB in the South Side.
Hey, man.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Thoughts?
Yeah. So I just want to say I definitely would still ride with Fields. A couple of reasons. One, the way the offense is set up, we're going to need someone who can extend the play. And Russ, at this point in his career, he's not extending the play. Two, whenever defenses are preparing for Fields, it's basically you stock the box and we're just going to rely on Pickens. But even if you did bring Russ in, I don't think there would be much of a change just because outside of Pickens, we have nobody. Friermuth here and there, but really our receivers, terrible. every single one of them should go at the end of this year. I don't care if they're under contract, rookie contract, doesn't matter. The only one we're waiting on is Wilson. Anybody else, they can go because they're just nothing. And I don't know who decided to bring Jefferson in. Terrible signing. Same with Allen Robinson a couple years ago.
Well, that was last year. I mean, everybody.
Allen Robinson 2.0.
Everybody seems to be, and I appreciate that call as well, in love with the con artist. Has he come up with a quarterback yet? I think the jury is still very much out on that, and that's his number one mission. That's his number one mission. And in addition to that, there have been some good things. I think both drafts look pretty good right now under Omar. But some of the signings clearly don't. And when I say both the drafts look good, man, Broderick Jones is a huge question mark right now. The receiver situation is a horrible reflection on Omar right now. It's a disaster behind Pickens, an absolute disaster. Let's talk about all of this, but mostly the fact that Ben has endorsed Justin Fields as the starter over a healthy Russell Wilson.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's to me, if Russ is healthy, I'm sticking with Justin.
That was my next question.
I said it last week. I wouldn't. But what I saw today, I think that he has earned and deserves the right to stay there.
Good stuff from Ben on his podcast, Footballin'. But I'll be honest here. Even for those of you who feel like Fields should continue to be the starter, even if Russell is declared healthy, you don't have a great case based on statistical evidence, even maybe eye tests. But look at the numbers are Pickett-like. They have one touchdown in two games, for God's sakes. You want to go quarterback rating? Justin Fields is 13th. You want to go QBR? He's way down at 23rd. 135 pass yards per game. He's made some plays with his feet. He's got 6 first downs running, but only 84 yards in 2 games. 1 touchdown pass. His average yards per completion, 6.3. That's 23rd in the league. His completion percentage is 11th, which is okay, but when you consider that his rate of going down the field is very low, you'd want that to be higher too. There's just, other than the wins, you know, and how much does he have to do with the wins? I mean, these games were won by the defense, and I'm not saying that I don't like anything that Fields has done. I do. When I think about what I like best about him, the first thing that comes to mind is the possibility of the spectacular. You know what I mean? On any snap, you feel like you could get something like you did on the throw to Pickens the other day that got called back on the Broderick Jones hold. There's that constant possibility. But that only goes so far. Like, he had that in Chicago for 3 years and eventually was like, well, that hardly outweighs the fact that he's 10-28, turns the ball over, takes tons of sacks, that type of thing. But that is enticing. The fact that he can turn bad plays into good ones, very enticing. What I don't like most, he looks very uncomfortable in the pocket. As much as the possibility of the spectacular seems imminent on any play, so does possible meltdown, things like that. Although so far he's been, like I said, very Kenny Pickett-like here so far, just sort of very consistently doing not much. I don't know if there's a word for that, but not turning the ball over, which I think is priority number one for Mike Tomlin with this defense. But you can't tell me that some of the same complaints you had about Pickett don't apply here. Nothing's happening, really. And they're not finishing drives, which is a theme from the last several years. 412-928-9370. Fields is Ben's guy no matter what here. Even if Tomlin comes out at noon today and says Russ is healthy, Ben says no, you go back to Fields. Do you agree? I have a Twitter poll out there, City Limits. Did you vote in it? Have you participated? Did you see it?
I have not yet.
Why aren't you checking my Twitter profile during the show? I'm hurt.
I'm doing so right now, and the Twitter poll is... Ben said he'd go with Fields over a healthy Russell Wilson, would you?
Yes, and thank you for asking is choice number one. No, and don't ask again is choice number two. And no way Malzi made 9 threes is choice number
three. You really have to stop putting that in there because I vote for no way Malzi makes 9 threes every single time.
A lot of people do, but I will tell you this. For
Malzi made 9 threes. That's 29% of the vote. It's skewing the poll.
Well, let's take the other 71% of the vote. And I realize this isn't scientific stuff, but no polling is. Political polling, whatever, none of it's scientific. You're asking a very small number of people for their opinion. 51 to 20% said stick with Fields over a healthy Russell Wilson. 51% to 20%. That's 150 votes into the poll. How about that, Limitless Wonder? Go ahead. Phones.
Here is Vic in the Waterfront.
Hi, Vic in the Waterfront.
What's happening, Joe? What's going on, brother?
Not much. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen. If Fields is the future for the Steelers, they're going to have big problems. And it's very good that Ben isn't the coach, because you got to go with a healthy Wilson. I mean, if we're going to go with his stats over his lifetime, he got better stats than Ben, for real. And he got two Super Bowls, too, other than that crazy coach that he had that made him throw the ball rather than give it to Marshawn Lynch. But I just think Russell Wilson is a professional who has the pedigree. And, you know, like you said, I agree 100% when you say Fields looks very uncomfortable back there. He even looked uncomfortable when he's doing interviews. And I like Fields, but he's just not the answer for the Steelers. And if they're looking to him for the future, it's not going to be a good future for them to have.
I just think for now, and I think we agree on this, that Fields hasn't done enough, really not nearly enough, to keep Russell Wilson from getting his chance. And No, go ahead.
You wait until he plays against good defenses, although it wouldn't say what they did on Sunday, like the Cowboys or the Cleveland Browns. Man, they're going to run Fields wild. And if he try to run out of that backfield, they're going to have Micah Parsons scoping on him, and they're going to knock a few teeth loose. I'm telling you.
That would be unfortunate for Fields to get teeth knocked loose. So I don't know. The Cowboys are the greatest example of a good defense right now. They just got pounded for 190 yards on the ground.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
That's good timing there, Limits. That's why you make seven figures around here.
Oh, I wish.
Listen, I'll tell you this. If I was going to go Justin Fields, then I'd go all in on Justin Fields' strength and make this look more like a college offense, more like the Greg Roman, Lamar Jackson offense. If I'm going to go in on Justin Fields here, let's run the read option. Let's have tons of that. Let's have two backs in the backfield with Justin Fields. Nobody throws for touchdowns in the NFL anymore anyway. Did you see that number?
It's like significantly down.
Steve Palazzolo, check the mic he works for now. He used to work for Pro Football Focus. Number of pass touchdowns through a couple weeks. There were years recently where it was 110, 101, 85 last year, 66. It's down like 40 touchdowns. Teams still run the ball.
And you know who the most efficient quarterback is and the best quarterback so far by the numbers?
Who?
Baker Mayfield.
Well, he's a legend. Listen, if I'm going to go in with Justin, then let's go in. Let's pull out Greg Roman's playbook from 5 years ago. And let's just run the hell out of it. Let's line up with this offensive line. You don't have receivers anyway, other than Pickens. So what's the difference? And let's really see what Justin's got going on with the legs, with the ground game. Let's go. Let's line up with Fatanu, Daniels, Frazier, Sayamalo when he gets back, the great Dan Moore, maybe Broderick Jones on that side if you want more of a road grader. Let's line up with 18 tight ends. You are anyway. And let's go. Let's pound it with the threat of a quarterback who, if he pulls the ball out of his running back's stomach, that didn't sound right, but you know what I mean. He could go 70 yards himself. Cut this crap that we saw in the second half the other day where you're trying to turn Justin Fields into, I don't know, pick a pocket passer, Peyton Manning. Okay? Play to his strengths. And it's going to the time is going to come very soon here, even if Wilson gets his chance, where you're going to have to make a decision, and then you got to go with it. And if it's Fields, and if it's Fields this week, then Arthur Smith, start tailoring your game plan to be in the best running team of the last 30 years. Because that's what they did in Baltimore with Greg Roman and Lamar. They became a historically great running team. I don't think you're going to line up and dice people up in the pass game here. You have George Pickens and then a bunch of people. You might as well have like a bunch of hosts from The Fan after Pickens. Okay, the passing game is not going to be prolific this year. And the more I talk out loud, the more I'm making a case for Fields over Wilson, I guess.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.